100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. So what? Sunday? Weekly challenge? That's right. I post the topic, you come up with the story. What's the topic? Oh, right, it's void. Got a whole bunch of stories for you. By the way, 17th anniversary of something happened. I'm not sure. It's not the podcast. I'm trying to remember. Right. I'll figure it out eventually. Oh, wait, what's this big bag of gift? So, yeah. Right. Okay. Man, my ankle hurts like hell. My knee hurts like hell. Feels a little better, though. I took a spill on Friday. I fail at walking. Totally rolled a one. Tripped on the sidewalk. Tucked and fell on the grass, at least, after bouncing on the frickin' pavement. Scraped up my knee and whatever. But I was laughing because it's like, man, this potassium citrate sucks. All right. I'll just go to the show notes, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see who sent stories, links to their sites. And how about I just get the hell out of the way before I fall over again?
Heidi ho, everyone. Leiana here for another weekly challenge. For last week's challenge, it was hard to pick a fan favorite, but Charlie, I choose you. Dawn was hardcore. Hell, they all were. Leave. Leave now. There's an erupting volcano. The drinks can wait. For this week's challenge number 584, I have the following story titled, The Calling. Tom once hid from the world, but people still sought him out, and he learned to live with it. Sometimes several, sometimes just one, people constantly begged of Tom until he exposed the void at his core. The depth of nothingness was a startling sight, but its calling never failed to force people past their fear and reach into the darkness. Tom stepped over bodies, with vacant eyes mirroring the black inside him. He mourned as they fell, but for what they had, not what they lost, for he could not follow, and the void was always calling to him.
When I finished law school, I interned at Null and Void for 2 years while studying for the bar and getting some clerking experience. My mentor was a sharp paralegal, and she taught me so much and so quickly. I passed the bar, and in a year, I was an associate. My first case was a comedian charged with drugging and raping 60 women. He was rich and pretty well known in the community. The judge declared a mistrial, but one of the women accusing him of rape shot him in the head and groin as he left the courthouse.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 584 with a prompt of void. Here's my story. In the late 1980s, Domino Pizza advertised with an animated little character called The Noid. He destroyed pizzas, except for Domino's, of course. So the only way to avoid The Noid was to order from Domino's. If all it took to avoid annoyance in ordering pizzas was to have it arrive on time, and you didn't care if the fast food was barely edible, then the advertisement had merit. However, if you wanted flavor and the reasonable expectation of not ending up in the emergency room, then you would avoid Domino's and order your pizza from almost any other restaurant. Thanks for listening, and if Muncie's not back yet, I hope you get better soon, and here's one for the party bus. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazino here with a story about the void. We check and recheck everything all the time, because any misstep in these tin eggs and the vacuum claims you. You're not an astronaut until you feel the void closer than your own heartbeat. The spacer paused for another swig at his beer. But what will you know, metal man? A great deal, in fact. Much more than these evolved monkeys knew about us. The void is our natural habitat, away from their sweaty, corrosive atmospheres. The day may not come soon, but in the end, it is we who will explore the cosmos, for ourselves, leaving our ancestors behind.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I inhabit the void, between thought and spoken word. I wait in the spaces between questions and answers. I lurk in the netherworld between near dreams and wakefulness. And although you acknowledge my presence, you pretend I'm not there. More than that, if pressed, you deny I exist. You laugh off the suggestion as absurdity and nonsense. But I am, most definitely, part of you. I am your hidden thoughts. The murderous ones. The lustful ones. The sick and twisted ones that you keep close to your heart and would never pursue. Or would you? If given the opportunity.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A young rabbit looks at an old tree. The tree whispers. The rabbit hops back and forth near the tree. The tree whispers. The rabbit perks up to long ears. The tree whispers. And the rabbit rests. The tree sways in the wind, its leaves rustling softly. The tree is wise, and the rabbit ponders. Big ears don't make you hear better, do they? The tree whispers on. The rabbit ponders, intrigued. Maybe, just maybe, the rabbit will hop away with a tiny bit of the tree's wisdom. Maybe, just maybe, the tree will smile, watching the rabbit hop away. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 584 on the topic of void. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. Wait, that's not my shtick. Do I even have a shtick? Probably so. But no, that's not me. My story is called A Void in His Heart. When Jeremy's wife of 30 years died, it left a huge void in his heart. He tried everything he could think of to find happiness again. He joined a book club, but the books all seemed to focus on long, happy marriages. He went to a line dancing group. Surely country music songs emphasized existential despair, but everyone else came and socialized as a couple. He even pretended to be an alcoholic to attend AA meetings, but no one wanted to grab a drink afterward. Finally, he could take no more. He would end it all so he could be reunited with his wife. As he perched at the edge of a cliff, ready to dash himself on the rocks below, he had a vision. His mother-in-law beckoned him to cross to the other side. Jeremy quickly backed away from the precipice. He had no desire to be reunited with the old battle axe anytime soon. Sorry, that's a little bit long, but sometimes a story just needs a little extra space. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, Richard here. One story this week on the topic of void. This one's called Checking Out. There are some things that technology should play no part in. Take shopping, for example. Who on earth thought it would be a great idea to replace people at the checkout with a machine? Self-checkout. Worst thing ever. Unknown item in the bagging area. How many bags have you used? Please wait for staff assistance. I end up arguing with that smug voice. It's crazy, incredibly stressful, and takes me at least twice as long as I would dealing with a person. Finally, I'm done. I swipe my card, and the machine says, "Sorry, your card is void." There you go. Now you know how I feel about self-checkouts. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
The Void by John DeCleese. I'm a science fiction writer. As the anesthesia kicked in, I heard someone say something about the void, and there I went. Stars wheeling across the cosmos, galaxies spinning, black holes engulfing mega-galaxies, comets sliding in and out around primaries, planets with 1,000 different ecosystems, creatures populating planets and ships that sail the endless dust-laden emptiness between the tiny amounts of matter that make up what we experience directly as the universe. Dark matter balancing. When I awoke, you can imagine how disappointed I was that the nurse had been talking about the contents of my bladder.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Offer Void in Some States. Well, the heart finally gave it up. It had pretty much been winding down since 2030. Perhaps less cheesecake would have been in order. Nah, why eat to live when you can live to eat? The last flashes of current are firing in the brain. A mini mental sunset fades in concentric circles to deepening black, and in the center of all things is the void. And then, a patch of red, glowing in size as it approaches. Protoplasmic fingers reach out for it. A scrap of paper tears away. I read upon it, "Your number, 40,001. Oh, fuck. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. After he read some of Nietzsche's books, he searched for the abyss so that he could stare into it. It took him a week to get there, and once he was there, the line was 5 hours long. "What's it like?" he asked the pale and haggard people walking into the parking lot. They didn't respond. They just shuffled past. When George finally got to the head of the line, he took a deep breath and stared into the abyss. stared back, and then roared with laughter.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of void. I hope you enjoyed this. I know you enjoyed this. Why do I keep saying, I hope you enjoyed this? You know what? Screw you if you didn't enjoy this, because you have no taste, no soul, no love of the art of writing. All these people put everything into this. So, dude, these are the masters of flash fiction writing. And you're taking a master class. And, man, that's just... You're supposed to be good to your audience and suck up to them, but not be patronizing. Screw that. Dude, this one hit it out of the park, and then ran out of the park and caught it. And I'm not too sure that's a legal move in baseball. So, thank you all for being a part of this, now that I've insulted you. The next topic is Ticket. Go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, for more information, links to Shona, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. There have been almost 600 of these things. Come on. I'm talking about the weekly challenges, not episodes. There have been more than 5,000 of those. And as always, keep it brief.